UnitedHealthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. UnitedHealthcare provider portal users can now receive real-time assistance through our on-demand chat when signing in at uhcprovider.com. Our chat advocates are there to support with claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Look for the chat button and start chatting today. For English, just remain on the line.
Si es miembro y necesita ayuda con su plan de salud o afirma uno.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at UnitedHealthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional. In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Authorization.
Sure. What type of prior authorization are you calling about? Here are a few things you can say: medical, cardiology,
medical,
radiology, oncology. Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your medical authorization is related to And what is the member ID? Please repeat the member's ID. I heard 120. What? I didn't catch that. Please repeat the member's date of birth in full. Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. Okay, what is your NPI? Thanks. I need a little more information. And can you tell me your tax ID number? Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. The last four digits of the reference number are 9804. Would you like to hear it again? United's verification of a member's benefits is not a guarantee of payment. And United is not entering into a contract for payment of any amount by providing this information. Payments are only determined when claims are received and processed through the member's plan. For the prior authorization, the NPI must match the provider in... Please hold while your call is being transferred. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call? Thank you. Now, just so you know, when you finish speaking with the advocate, you'll need to stay on the line to take the survey. I'm transferring you now. Notification or prior authorization is not a verification, guarantee of benefits, or clinical determination. Coverage and payment for an item or service is governed by the member's benefit plan document, and if applicable, the provider's participation agreement with the health plan.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for calling UnitedHealthcare. This is Anna. Can I have your name and last initial?
Yeah, hi. This is Dustin. It's D as in Delta, U-S-T-I-N, and the last name is it's in a hotel. Actually, I just need to verify a CPT code that authorization is required or not, and the participation of provider. Could you please help me with that?
Definitely. Well, if that is the case, Dustin, to get this verified, you need a provider's name and address as well.
Yes.
Could you provide to me those information that I'm needing?
Yes, absolutely. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, and I need the information related to the provider's name and address.
Yeah, the provider address is 750 Old Country Road, Riverhead, New York, 11901.
And the name of the provider?
Yeah, it's Murphy Neal.
Patient's name and date of birth?
Yeah, the patient's name is Louis Giller, and the date of birth is January 1, 1951.
perfect. For self-service option, you may also visit the portal at yourhcprovider.com to check benefit eligibility, claims, and authorization. Also, the LifeJet Advocate is now available. A positive hearing provider is actually in-network under the patient plan with that specific address. And may I please have the procedure codes that you would like me to check here?
Yeah, the procedure code is J9299.
Would that be all?
Yeah, only one code.
Okay. So upon reviewing here, this J9299 is a valid and billable, which will be part of an injection. And upon checking here, prior authorization, hold on a little bit, take a look. Yes, for this one, correlation that appears here. Okay, it shows here that when it comes to this specific code, prior authorization will be required. And in order for you to obtain a prior authorization, you'll need to coordinate with the Optum. I do have here the number. Would you like me to provide it to you?
Yeah, sure. Could you please provide my number?
888-397-8129. Is there anything else?
No. Thank you. Thank you for that information you provided. And so could you please help me with the spelling of your name, the initial of your last name, and the reference number for this call?
Sure. My name is Anna, A-N-A, my last and initial is B for Papa. And by the way, Justin, while we are currently generating the call records for today's call, just to do a quick recap that we successfully discussed the provider's network status and also the authorization requirements. Would that be all for today?
Yes, that's all.
And do you happen to have any other concern related to this plan that might need to call us back within the next 3 days?
Yes.
May I know what? Okay, got it. If that is the case, the call reference for today's call is 129-200-999.
Okay, thank you, Anna, for the all information you provided. And yeah, I'm done for the day. So, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you again for calling United Healthcare. Have a great day and bye-bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that information. Yes, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for participating in this survey. We'll use